Fantastic Animals of China. Tian Shan Elf. Is it a big mouse or a small rabbit? Neither. It's an illy pika. The illy pika is a kind of rare animal. It is found only in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region of China. It lives in the cold, high areas of the Tian Shan Mountains, between 2,800 and 4,100 meters above sea level. People call it the Tian Shan Elf. These lovely creatures are about 20 centimeters long, with large ears and grey fur with some brown spots. They feed on plants from the Tian Shan Mountains, such as the Tian Shan Snow Lotus. Phoenix in the Mountain. Look at this beautiful bird. It has a golden head, a bright red belly, and a long tail. It is flying high above the snow. The bird is a golden pheasant. It is only found in China. Many believe it inspired ancient Chinese people to create the Chinese phoenix. In Chinese culture, the phoenix is called the king of all birds. It has a pheasant's head and colourful feathers. It stands for good luck. In the ancient Chinese story, Feng Ming Qi Shan, the phoenix sang on Qi Shan Mountain before the rise of the Zhou Dynasty, 1046 to 221 BCE. Qi Shan Mountain is in today's Shanxi Province. It is home to the golden pheasant. So now, people think the singing phoenix in that story is very possibly a golden pheasant. Baby fish. This strange fish with hands and feet is not a fish at all. It is actually a Chinese giant salamander. In China, it is also known as the baby fish because it makes noises like a crying baby. The baby fish started to live on the earth about 160 million years ago. It lives in mountain streams, rivers, and lakes. It can grow up to 2 meters long and is the world's largest living amphibian. This unusual animal can live 55 years or more. It can stay alive for 2 to 3 years without food. How amazing! Kung Fu Sheep. Despite its name, the Himalayan blue sheep is neither blue nor a true sheep. It is more closely related to goats. Its brownish-grey coat makes it easy for the animal to hide in the rocks and plants. You might walk right by a big group of Himalayan blue sheep without noticing them. These great climbers usually stay on steep slopes and rocky cliffs. This helps them stay away from their enemies, such as snow leopards. They can run and jump easily on nearly vertical cliffs. Much like the wall running in Kung Fu films. Master Architect. This small bird is a male Chinese pendulum tit. It proudly stands on top of its nest. The nest looks like a fluffy boot. It hangs from a tree branch. It's so nicely made. You might think it was made by a person, not a bird. The Chinese pendulum tit is known as the master architect among birds. Every spring, the males start working. They use plants, animal hair, and other soft things to build their new homes. The females usually join them later. A nest takes a pair about 8 to 12 days to finish. The birds never use old nests again. Blue-blooded living fossil. Meet the Chinese horseshoe crab. This alien-looking sea animal is not a crab. It is actually more closely related to spiders. It has a hard horseshoe-shaped shell and a long tail. What's more, it has four eyes, six pairs of legs, and blue blood. Does this surprise you? The horseshoe crab is called a living fossil. It is much older than dinosaurs. Its history on the Earth dates back over 400 million years. Another special thing about it is its blue blood. It's very useful for medical research. We truly owe a big thank you to this old friend. Protect our fantastic friends. China is home to many unique animals. They make our world more interesting, more beautiful, and safer. But sadly, many of them are in danger of disappearing. Human activities are causing problems for them. They are losing their homes and even lives. China is working hard to save them all. There are protection laws, nature reserves, and special projects to help them. Thanks to the work, many animals are doing much better. We can all help too. Let's work together to protect our fantastic friends. Word bank. Amphibian. Cliff. Disappear. Elf. Fossil. Horseshoe. Nature reserve. Steep. Unique. Vertical.